Today, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said President Trump has mild symptoms of COVID-19 after testing positive last night. Meadows spoke with reporters but declined to give details.
The American people can rest assured that we have a president that is not only on the job, will remain on the job, and I'm optimistic that he'll have a very quick and speedy recovery.
Mark, how would you describe?
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden tested negative this morning. He wished the president a swift recovery. Biden campaigns in Michigan today as planned.
Our Friday Politics Roundtable joins us now. Margaret Tolov is politics and White House editor at Axios, and Tolu Olorunupah, White House reporter for The Washington Post. It's good to have both of you on this monumental day, really. Tolu, start with you. What's the level of concern right now inside the White House?
Well, it's great to be here. There is a lot of concern within the West Wing that they just don't know how bad this outbreak is. I call it an outbreak because you have the president who has tested positive. The first lady has tested positive. One of the president's closest advisors, Hope Hicks, has tested positive. And there is concern that many more people may have tested positive or may be positive without being tested. We learned earlier this morning that Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who was at the White House this weekend and has spent time close to the president and some of his advisors, tested positive recently as well. So this could be a major outbreak infecting a lot of the major figures in the U.S. government. And there's a lot of concern that they just don't know how far this has spread, how to do the contact tracing. This is the president, this is the White House, which has been holding multiple large-scale events over the past recent days. And there are multiple people who have been in touch with White House officials who have not been wearing masks, who have not been practicing social distancing. And it seems like this outbreak could have major implications for the president's reelection and the government that he sits atop of right now.
And we will get to that. But Margaret, Mark Meadows can say that the president is on the job, will remain on the job. He can be optimistic that he'll have a quick and speedy recovery. But we are still very much in the early hours, really, of this news. Do we know at all whether or not this will affect the president's ability to govern the country? And what happens, you know, if these symptoms do worsen?
Yeah, well, thanks again for having us this morning. Meadows' assessment that the president is experiencing mild symptoms, that would not prevent a president from being able to govern. Mike Pence, they're telling us, has tested negative so far today. We know that it takes sometimes several days to know that you are going to test positive. So this is going to be a daily watch now for a while. But even if the president was feeling very sick, I mean, he could be very ill and still be working as president. There is a protocol prescribed largely through the 25th Amendment. Section 3 is the part that we're looking at for anyone who's Googling as they listen. A chain of command that exists. So if for some reason President Trump were actually incapacitated, we know that Mike Pence could take over those duties. If Mike Pence were also to become...
I think we might have just lost Margaret Tolov there. We'll try to get her back on the line. Okay, well, let's go to a piece of tape here. Before the president tested positive, he was on Fox News last night to say that his aide, Hope Hicks, as we've said, also tested positive. And he said that she may not have been able to social distance effectively. Let's listen.
But it's very, very hard when you are with people from the military or for law enforcement, and they come over to you and they want to hug you and they want to kiss you because we really have done a good job for them. And you get close and things happen. I was surprised to hear with Hope.
The chief of staff, Mark Meadows, said that the president got on a helicopter for a campaign trip to New Jersey yesterday. He met with supporters, even though officials had already begun that contact tracing process. You know, what could this mean for the president politically as we learn more in the days ahead?
Well, it means a couple of things. It means, for one, that he cannot campaign as he expected to be campaigning just a few weeks before the election. He cannot be holding these massive rallies. The rally that was scheduled for Friday night has been canceled. A couple rallies scheduled this weekend. Also, essentially canceled and that the president cannot attend them in person. It also means that when it comes to the message, the president does not want the focus of the final weeks of this campaign to be on the coronavirus. He wants to be talking about the economy reopening. He wants to be talking about the contrast between his vision on policy and Joe Biden's vision on policy. All that is really blown up by the fact that we're going to be talking about coronavirus because the president of the United States has coronavirus, and we're going to be speculating about how healthy he is and the fact that he could not protect himself when he's supposed to be protecting the entire country from this disease, and the fact that more than 7 million Americans have been infected and the White House is now dealing with its own outbreak despite the fact that it has all the advantages that normal people do not have. They have daily testing. They have the best health care, the best doctors, and they couldn't keep this from spreading within the West Wing, means that the president's campaign is going to have to answer a lot of questions about why he should be given another 4 years when the country is really concerned that he has not set the best example. He has not practiced social distancing. He has not been wearing masks. His advisors have not been doing that. And that's why the focus of the last weeks of this campaign will now be squarely on the coronavirus and nothing else, because the president is dealing with this in his own house.
And I wonder to what extent the president can speak to that himself. Margaret Talley, I think you're back with us now. Does the president have any plans to address the nation?
Yeah, we are all waiting to hear from the president on his schedule, his public schedule right now. We know he's scheduled to have a midday conversation that is closed to the press around the topic of, ironically, COVID-19 and vulnerable seniors. But I think beyond that, the president, I certainly expect to hear from him in the coming days. But based on the way the White House and the campaign have projected the image that they want to get across, I don't expect we'll hear from him until his voice sounds good and he looks or sounds healthy. And I don't know whether this will be an address to the nation, whether it will be an interview with Hannity on Fox. At some point, if he's not going to be in a rally venue, the president is going to want to regain control of this narrative. But right now, in these early hours, he's in no place to do that.
At the debate on Tuesday, the president mocked Joe Biden for his coronavirus precautions. And Tola, this is getting back to what you said. Let's listen to the president. He said that that he was doing the right thing to stay safe.
I mean, I have a mask right here. I put a mask on, you know, when I think I need it. Tonight, as an example, everybody's had a test and you've had social distancing and all of the things that you have to. But
just
I wear
like
masks when needed.
Tolu, a good portion of the country does not trust the president on this matter. And I wonder what kind of trust issues might the White House be dealing with as it tries to communicate to the American public and keep things calm, which seems to be what the president wants to do.
Well, the White House has a huge credibility issue, in part because the president himself said that he has tried to downplay the virus, even when he knew about how lethal and how dangerous it was. He told Bob Woodward that he always tried to downplay it because he did not want to create a panic. And we've also seen other White House officials fail to level with the American people about how serious this disease is. And I think because of that and because of the president's inability to keep himself safe, the White House will struggle to be seen as a credible voice in telling the American people to be calm, that everything is fine, that the virus is going to disappear, that everything's on track, that they're doing a good job when, you know, just looking statistically, the United States has struggled more than the vast majority of countries and has the largest death toll of any country on earth. It's really difficult for the White House, especially now that there's an outbreak within the White House, to communicate to the public that they are to be trusted on this disease. I think this is something that they will struggle to do, and the level of transparency that they will need in terms of just telling the American people how the president is doing is going to be very great in terms of trying to figure out how much to believe the White House, how much to believe the official channels versus what we're likely to see, which is a lot of anonymously sourced media reporting about what's happening behind the scenes, which, to remind the viewing, the listening public, that's how we found out about this in the first place. The media covered Hope Hicks, the president's aide, being infected, and that's how we learned about this.
Margaret, we talked briefly about how this might affect President Trump's campaign, but what about Joe Biden? You know, he was standing next to the president on the debate stage at a distance for 90 minutes on Tuesday night. Have we heard anything from the Biden campaign or what they'll be thinking about in the days ahead?
Sure. Biden has been regularly testing, has been testing negative. But again, with at least a 5-day lag time, we don't know what that really means and how it will affect his ability to continue on the campaign trail in the immediate future. We know Kamala Harris is going to campaign in the immediate future. It would be the ultimate of ironies if the Biden and Harris were the ones on the trail and President Trump were the one at home after all of the basement rhetoric.
That's Margaret Talov, White House and political editor, politics editor at Axios, and Tolu Olorunipa, the White House reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you for bearing with us through technical problems. Thank you both for being here. This is Here and Now.